Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut. It is the Thursday, December 2nd edition of the show. Sorry if I sound a little under the weather. I definitely am. But I don't have COVID, so yay me. But my voice will sound a little off today. We've got a lot to get to here. Just the big question, is the COVID policy of the Biden administration a massive failure based on what they set up as expectations of success? I want to address that with you and where we are. The latest numbers in New York, in Michigan, not looking good at all. Germany's gone into a full nationwide lockdown of the unvaccinated. So they're going crazy over in Germany, which always puts people on edge for obvious reasons. So we'll be discussing that in a moment. And you also have some of the Michigan shooter, this evil kid, some of his motives being explored and talked about in the media, which I think is interesting. Oh, Joe Biden has restarted Remain, will be restarting Remain in Mexico, and AOC with a nuclear-level stupid tweet. So those are all things I'm going to try to get to today, assuming my voice is not entirely give out. Although, I don't know, sometimes people say when I have a cold, they're like, I like your voice in this deeper register. And I'm like, well, if you knew what was causing it, you would realize it's pretty gross. Anyway, when running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations. HR manager salaries aren't cheap, an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. It's month-to-month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/buck right now. Schedule your free HR audit. That's B-A-M-B-E-E, Bambi.com/buck, B-A-M-B-E-E, Bambi.com/buck. Go check it out. It's an amazing service. So how's Biden doing with COVID right now? I mean, let's really just take a moment and ask the question, how's this all going, right? Because when President Trump was in office, every person who died from COVID was Trump's fault. We remember this. In fact, Joe Biden himself, when he was trying to become president, explicitly stated that anyone who had 200,000 people die while president shouldn't stay president. Well, now we've had 700,000 people die, and a majority of them under Joe Biden's time in office. So Peter Doocy over at Fox News asks the relevant question.
In 2020, when roughly 220,000 Americans had already died of COVID, Joe Biden said about Trump, anyone who is responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America. Is that still the standard now that more Americans have died under President Biden than President Trump?
I think the fundamental question here is, what are you doing to save lives and protect people? And the former president was suggesting people inject bleach. He apparently, reportedly, didn't even share with people he was going to interact with that he had tested positive for COVID himself. This president has made the vaccine widely available. He's relied on the advice of his health and medical experts, and he is trying to be a part of solving this crisis, getting the pandemic under control. And I think there's a pretty stark difference between their approaches.
Okay, but what are the results, Saki Bomb? You can do the little talking points dance and bleach, and Trump is so awful and all that stuff. What do the results tell us? Look at the scoreboard, so to speak, Saki. Where are cases now? Where are hospitalizations now? Right? Where are deaths now? You look at all these numbers and you say, these are metrics. These are things that they cannot fudge. They can't make this go away. Although I do think they're playing games with the numbers too in different ways. But this is what is underway right now. The effort to convince people that the Biden administration is not a massive failure on this when it comes to dealing with this virus. I mean, you look right now in New York City, there's a higher caseload right now than there was last year at this time. Now, the caseload is still relatively low, but it's early in the season for New York. You got people walking around outside, masked up all over the place. Michigan right now is having a hell of a rough time. There's a dire surge, according to ABC News, just a few hours ago, of COVID in Michigan. 87% of COVID ICU patients, they're telling us, are unvaccinated in one hospital. I've seen usually the number of unvaccinated in the hospital is about 25% in Michigan statewide, but something like that. So, again, I also would like to see the health and the age data for people who are in the hospital, too. I've said it a million times. You know, folks, if you're over 60, and really if you're over 50, please get the shot. You know, I mean, it's up to you, but please get the shot. You know, my own parents, who we are very strong-willed and strong-headed in my family, they got the shot, you know, and I told them to get it. I was like, you guys go out and get that. My dad waited in line in Staten Island in the freezing cold, which wasn't good for a 73-year-old man to begin with, but, you know, had to social distance everybody outside with masks on. To get the shot. So, you know, anybody that tries to say people that question Fauci are anti-vaccine activists or something, they're just liars. They're scumbags, which there's a lot of that going on, as you know. Anything you question, like, oh, you're killing people because you're telling them not to get the vaccine. No, I'm telling 25-year-olds that it should be their choice whether they get the vaccine, because why do 25-year-olds get the shot? They're not at any real risk from it. No more risk than they'd be from a normal flu. And they also can still spread it to other people even if they get the shot. Maybe at a somewhat reduced rate, but not for very long. Not for very long, right? That's what the data actually tells us. You know, after three, they can't pretend that you should get a booster 2 months after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, for example. They can't pretend you should get a booster that quickly, but this thing works so great to prevent the spread. That just doesn't add up. It doesn't work, folks. They're trying. They keep trying to come up with ways to make it seem like they know what the hell they're doing here, but they really don't. On the macro level, right? Getting every man, woman, and child vaccinated, getting kids vaccinated against this? What? It's madness. It's madness. This should be treated much more like the flu. Everybody who's at risk, get the shot. It is dangerous to people who are at risk. Everybody else, go about your life. That's it. That's the that's what the Great Barrington Declaration said 18 months ago. Focus protection for those who are at risk. The rest of society goes forward. I went through thinking of this. I went through all the crap, all the masking, all the nonsense, all the social distancing. Went a year, still got COVID, and then still had to get the shot. And now they want me to get the shot again. It never ends with these people. What do they think they're doing? And it'd be one thing if what we've been up to in this country had worked so well. You know, we had 700,000 people have died of COVID. How many people do they think would have died if we hadn't had all the locking of playgrounds and arresting paddleboarders off the coast of California who were alone for COVID threat? I mean, how many more people do they really think were going to die if we hadn't done all those things? I'm not talking about the vaccination. The vaccination protects people at risk. That's real. That's good for those who are at risk. The same way that it's real and good for those who risk from the flu, by the way. You know, if you're 70 years old and you've got, you know, breathing issues or hypertension or whatever, you know, yeah, get that vaccine for the flu, as doctors have been telling people for a long time. But this thing about everybody gets it and everyone keeps getting it forever. And Fauci's not even sheepish about it. He's basically saying, yeah, if we have to get it forever. I kind of sound like Fauci today without trying to. If we have to get it forever, we will. No, we don't want to do that. I actually don't want to do that. It's not the world I want to live in. Because as you know, as long as there's the requirement for shots, they keep all this other stuff around too. You can't make people get shots and not make them mask. That's the attitude. You can't make people get the shot and not make them social distance or whatever. That's the situation. So it's crazy. It's just crazy. But here's what Biden was saying back when he was trying to convince the American people to put him in charge.
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'll shut down the virus, not the economy.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Once we shut down the virus,
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
That's classic Joe Biden. A phrase uttered with a bit of salesmanship, a bit of bravado by an ignorant moron who just feels like he can fool enough people, right? He's just like an actor. Joe Biden, the president, is no different from what you get from the guy playing Joe Biden as the president. Says whatever he has to do. Doesn't really stand for anything. Doesn't really know anything. But Democrats thought he was better somehow. Better than the alternative. Why? Well, because Donald Trump was worse than Hitler and all the other crazy stuff they said. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's got a lot of cleanup she has to do, clean up on Aisle Psaki. And here's what she says about, now they're trying to make this about Trump again. Not a surprise here. Trying to make it a, yep.
No one should be surprised that currently in Congress, as we're looking at the government staying open, you have supporters of the former president, who withheld information reportedly about testing positive and appeared apparently at a debate, also held events at the White House reportedly with military veterans and military families reportedly, many of you covered, so you could confirm that, and did that without disclosing. And these supporters of the former president are advocating for shutting the federal government down so that 20% of the public who are refusing to get vaccinated or tested can be free to infect their coworkers, our children, filling hospitals, that is what they are advocating for.
Free to infect. Like you're the people spreading the zombie virus or something out there, and you're the ones, right? Free to infect. These are people who don't even recognize natural immunity, and they think that they're running around lecturing everyone. And why don't they recognize it? Ask that question. It's real. They can't get around it. I wasn't nervous. I'll tell you this. I wasn't really nervous getting a COVID test in the last 24 hours. You know why? Not because I didn't have yesterday. You might have heard it if you listened to the radio show. My voice just completely snapped a few times. My throat was closing up from swelling from, clearly something was wrong with me. So as soon as I finish the show, I go out, I get a COVID test. But I didn't think it was COVID. You know why? Not because I got the shot. I got the J&J shot, which, as we all know, is the, as Clay so aptly put it, the Spirit Airlines of vaccines. I got the J&J shot. That wasn't what made me feel better about my chances. I have natural immunity because I had COVID in March of 2021. Diagnosed, classic symptoms, positive on the test, the whole thing. So I know that my body's already been through COVID, so I wasn't particularly worried about the prospect of reinfection. It's possible. I know it's possible, but I thought it's pretty slim, and sure enough, it came back negative. But natural immunity is real. We're all very aware of it, and it's, generally speaking, through all of human history until the last 100 years or so when we've had vaccinations and advances in science, but natural immunity and also mutations of viruses into less dangerous strains are how humanity has gotten through these things. It eventually runs out of hosts to infect, and it can't spread in the same, parabolic, geometric, exponential fashion. That's what I was looking for. Exponential fashion as it does under other circumstances. So Tommy John, folks, you got to have really comfortable stuff these days. You got to have really comfortable clothing. Stuck on what to give your friends and family this year? Wish them a merry softness with new comfy underwear, loungewear, and pajamas from Tommy John. When your loved ones start their day wearing Tommy John, they're that much more comfortable so they can do everything better. Tommy John's loungewear is luxuriously soft. It's a tri-blend and micromodal fabrics that mean four-way stretch and no lint balls or fuzz. With over 17 million pairs sold, giving the gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear has become a holiday tradition for families. Nearly everyone loves getting a gift from Tommy John. Tommy John doesn't have customers, they have fanatics, and we are proudly, Clay and I, two of them. Returns and exchanges are free. It's all backed by Tommy John's best pair or your ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/buck. That's TommyJohn.com/buck for 20% off. Order now so your gifts arrive before the holidays. TommyJohn.com/buck. So that is where you should go and get your gear. And that is the move, my friends. That's the way to do it. Now, they're talking about this shooter, this school shooter in Michigan. It's horrible stuff. And they should discuss the motives, understand how this 15-year-old kid, he looks really young. He is really young. He just wanted to kill everybody he could in school. This is unfortunately the archetype of the evil school shooter. And this is what it often, when they look into it, this is what the situation is. Now, there's not a whole lot that I think that we'll see other than a deep dive into the very frightening psychology of somebody who I think would be rightly described as evil, maybe even possessed by evil. I know that people don't like to think about it in those terms in the very secular world in which we live, but there is certainly evil out there. But I also have to note that the discussion around this individual and his motives is so much more present in the media already than what we have seen with the shooter in Waukesha, right? In Waukesha. This was a mass murder as well, using a vehicle instead of a gun. And there doesn't seem to be any interest really in finding out why the guy in Waukesha did it. And so that's where I just say, this is the media not wanting to cover stories that do not fit with their narrative. This is the media not having any interest in things that don't align with stories that they want to tell. They certainly should have interest in this school shooter situation, but they also should be exploring the motivations of the Waukesha mass murderer, because it seems that anti-white animus and essentially a hate crime, a domestic terror attack, those are all applicable to the motivations behind what happened in Waukesha. So a very different approach from the media on that one. Just a quick note, and I'll get into this more tomorrow. I'm sorry, my voice, as you can tell, is already, I don't know how I'm going to get through a three-hour radio show today. But I appreciate you listening in. I'll be back, hopefully better voice tomorrow. Biden restarts the Remain in Mexico policy. This is yet another instance of Joe Biden having to do what he said Trump was doing because he was evil. Because, no, what Trump was doing was just smart and reasonable. And what Joe Biden does is what the Democrat left tells him to do because he is their stooge and their puppet. Speaking of the Democrat left and being an idiot. I made that part of it up. AOC tweeted out that reminder that Brett Kavanaugh still remains credibly accused of sexual assault on multiple accounts with corroborated details. And this year, the FBI admitted never fully investigated. Yet the court is letting him decide whether to legalize forced birth in the U.S. No recusal. I mean, it's hard to get that much stupid into one statement. He was not credibly accused of sexual assault. In fact, the third accuser was clearly a lunatic. The second accuser couldn't even remember what she said she remembered by her own admission. And the first accuser was a clear staged political attack. She couldn't even verify having ever met Brett Kavanaugh. Okay, that's the opposite of credible. Beyond that, the FBI never fully investigated. What does that even mean? They're going to investigate something where they can't even establish people in the same place 30 years ago? There's no evidence of any kind that Brett Kavanaugh even met Blasey Ford. What's the FBI going to investigate? Yeah, I mean, that's just moronic. And then letting him decide forced birth, also known as birth. I mean, AOC, what a travesty. What a travesty. So we'll get back into more of this tomorrow when I'm in a little bit better fighting shape, friends. Thanks for being here with me and supporting the Buck Sexton podcast, even when I'm a little bit of a wounded fellow. Back tomorrow with you. Talk to you then. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.